If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Golden and not golden. Welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere. We're just like next door neighbors as we are as sweet as sugar, unless we're not. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and satisfyingly powerful microphones of FSR. Emanating live from the pursuit, the trivial pursuit of Jock Talk, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere out in the North Woods. So our lead this hour coming from Pro Bouncy Ball. Game number 3 of the Western Conference Finals, the scene shifting to the heart of Texas, deep into the heart of Texas. The Warriors up 2-0 heading in to Dallas. Did you watch? Were you checking it out? Perhaps. Perhaps not. Maybe you had something else going on. So Stephen Curry had 31 points. Andrew Wiggins with 27 and a hammer dunk right in the face of Luka. And the Warriors pushing and shoving their way past the Mavericks, 109-100. The Mavs putting the wreck in Mavericks with this performance. It was close for a half, and it was not close, all that close in the second half. So Golden State now takes a commanding 3-0. Seriously, 3-0. And now there's just one more win left, and your worst nightmare is coming true. The Warriors are going to be back in the NBA Finals. But the better story for our purposes is in the losing locker room, and that is where we go right now. So let's discuss the question. What the heck went wrong for the Mavericks, especially in the second half? So I've got power play, Sesame Street, and midair. And we will tie all of these random things together, and that will be the bedrock for this Maller monologue. So, A, Dallas, this obviously a golden opportunity. You don't need me to tell you that. You're down 2-0. There's no margin for error. You're screwed. And so a golden opportunity, and then the balloon went up. And we know how this turned out. So home cooking, taking care of business, keep yourself alive, blah, 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 blah. But in the end, as you look at the way the game transpired here, the Mavericks, who are not a good rebounding team, and they compounded that by being outworked on the glass. They needed some Windex on this night. Golden State cleaning up plus 14 on the rebounds. And you look at the hustle to get the rebounds, the positioning, all of it, as you would imagine, considering the result in favor of the Warriors. Now, what we had here, though, were communication issues for Dallas. Instead of sizzle, it was fizzle. Secondary actors for the Mavericks, who were often wide open. Golden State daring these players to make shots, and they put the oops in hoops, wide open shots. Golden State, as an advantage of the way they played, allowing these secondary characters to shoot shots, in Game 3, the Warriors were on the power play. Power play! As the Mavericks, like a hockey team, shorthanded here. Reggie Bullock, who won some award from the NBA, I hope he liked that award because he didn't win an award for his play on the court, as he built a brick house. Bullock, 0 of 10. Bull crap would have been better. 0 of 10 from the floor, 0 of 7 from the three-point range. And Maxi Kleba, Klee Clank, 0 of 5 from three-point range. So I did some back-of-the-napkin Maller math here. The kind of stuff you tune into a talk radio show to hear. So based on my back-of-the-napkin Maller math, combined, Kleba and Bullock were 0 for 15 from the floor. That is, collectively, they had no foul shots. So 0 points. They scored as many points as you and I did. And they played, though, here's the difference. They played a combined 63-plus minutes of game time. Not exactly Navy SEAL-level sharpshooting. I believe that we could have taken Blind Emmett, and the Seahawk fan there, and he would have done better from downtown than Kleba and Bullock. Now, the second part is you've got Luka Doncic, who made some comments after the game. I don't know if we have them or not, but Luka played the youth card from the bottom of the deck. And I wanted to get out the really tiny violin here for Luka, because he said, I'm still learning, and after this season is done, wherever we are, he went on and ranted. He says, I think we'll look back and learn a lot of things, he said. It's my first time in the conference finals. I'm 23, man. I'm still learning a lot. So does Luka Doncic get a pass because of his age? Well, a lot of the NBA media will say yes, but I go no. No, 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 no. In fact, listening to Luka whine about the youth was a pathetic response. Pathetic. I don't care how old you are. Be better, play better, do better. And that sounded so soft, so defeated by Doncic. And Luka, the way that he plays here, it's like he's a koala bear on defense. He takes a lot of naps. And when Golden State had the ball, we understand he's not alone. This is not unusual in the NBA. He's a one-trick pony. It's like in baseball, you have the designated hitter. In the NBA, you have the designated scorer, and they don't really do much else. But if you're going to coast on the lazy river on defense, you probably should be Mozart and compose amazing offense. And for much of the game, when the game was in the balance, he was out of rhythm. And this is a game you needed to walk out on the launching pad and go out into the cosmos. And instead, again, when the game was there, he was taking a nap, Doncic, in a hammock. This is another example where the box score reader will say, that's unfair. You're just a blowhard and a gas bag. Defend my Luka. Okay, have you had 40 points and 11 rebounds? Whee! Whee! 40 points, 11 rebounds. Now, my response, you're telling me you didn't watch the game without telling me you didn't watch the game. Dallas was more efficient when Luka was a spectator than on the bench. And he ended up pulling the wool over many with a Sesame Street performance. Now, he plays in Dallas. The Cowboy quarterback often does what Luka did, where when the game's closed, doesn't play that well, and then in garbage time, plays well. This was an Oscar the Grouch situation, meaning he fattened up his numbers in what was essentially garbage time. The Mavs never led in the second half. It was a close game in the first half. Golden State came out of the chutes in the early third quarter, built up a decent lead, and then they led by as many as 14 in the fourth quarter, but they kept, they being the Warriors, keeping the Mavericks at arm's length. And you never really got the sense that Dallas was ever in the game in the fourth quarter, but for those that didn't watch the game, it's, oh, Luka had 40 points. He had over 50% of those 40 points in the fourth quarter. The game was really decided in the third quarter. And over 25% of his rebounds came in the fourth quarter. So again, listen, if you didn't watch the game, you said, great numbers, I'm orgasmic for Luka. But if you saw the game, you realize those were pretty empty numbers. And that the Mavericks on this night were better off without Luka on the court. And he had a kind of presence here. Again, we've seen this a few times in the playoffs, where there's this magnetic field. And there's some James Harden tendencies. And that's not a compliment. That the ball's moving around, moving around, moving around. He gets the rock, and ball stopper. The movement ends. All right, last word. So what are the chances? Now, it's 3-0. Dallas is in the hole. What are the chances the Mavericks come back? So I am going to go, to answer that question, I'm going to go diddly squat that the Mavericks' chance to come back is diddly squat. That Dallas is already giving concession speeches. Luka sounded like he was doing his thing more on what the Mavericks coach said in a minute, but no NBA team has ever come back from a series after losing the first three games. It's 0 and 146. Now, that tells you what has happened, not what's going to happen. I promise you, if you live long enough, you might have to live like 300 years. At some point, that will happen. Given enough time, it is inevitable that everything will line up and a team will come back. We've seen it in hockey and baseball, and it will eventually happen in basketball. But Dallas is not that team to do it. They're not that team. They took advantage of the overrated Utah Jazz and the softy soft Suns with that fraud Chris Paul in the opening couple of rounds, and now they have met their match with the Warriors. So what would give the Mavericks a chance to overcome the diddly squat odds, the path to victory? What would give the Mavs a path to victory? So the way I looked at this, and I broke it down frame by frame, that Dallas would need a mid-air collision, meaning Steph Curry and Draymond Green, bam! Just like that, they collide, and they both have to miss the rest of the series. That would be the ray of light. Outside of snap, crackle, this is a turn out the lights, the party's over situation. And so Golden State will play either Miami or Boston in the NBA Finals. That'll be a new matchup, something we have not seen. Remember, Golden State always played Cleveland back in the day. The Mavericks will have to settle for making the Final Four. And it sounds like they're perfectly satisfied with that. It's perfectly satisfied for getting to the Final Four. Dallas, the comments made by Luka, but also Jason Kidd and others, just defeatist attitude. Jason Kidd was singing the praises of the youth and talking about this just being the beginning for the Mavericks and going on and on and on. In fact, we have a little taste of Jason Kidd here pointing out that he's really lecturing the media, because there's one thing in my life that has been consistent since I was a little boy to a middle-aged man, is that people in sports love to say, nobody thought we could do it! And here's Jason Kidd. He's falling on that tired old sports axiom. Here is the coach of the Mavericks. Let's go to the audio tape.
But this is a lot bigger than just this one game or this series or this. This is huge for our franchise. Because none of you guys had us here. You guys were all supposed to be on vacation. And so it's cool to go through this.
Well, the writers, I guess, were supposed to be on vacation. Turns out the Mavericks have started their vacation. So they're already on vacation. All right, here's more from, let's go to Luka. And I don't know if this is the sound, but I don't think it is. But here's Luka again playing the nobody thought we would be here card. Oh, it's so impressive.
Like I say, you know, nobody had us being here in this finals conference finals. I think the Warriors are playing incredible. Everybody knows their role. Everybody, it just stays together. You know, they're a long built team. You know, they've been together for a lot. And I think they're playing great basketball.
So this is what it sounds like. It sounds like it's election night. Not all the precincts they're reporting in, but you have already given your concession speech. You've already said, all right, that's it. We'll come back in another election, another year, and see how it turns out.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
A sock of a weekend. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. As we are in the air everywhere. We are together in this as we are going to hoot and holler all night long, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and swaggeringly powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the circle, the on-deck circle, located at the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. Talking baseball. Our lead this hour from the Diamond. A hair-raising story coming out of the Bronx. The White Sox in town. A matchup with the Yankees. And the talk, not necessarily about anything that happened on the field. Normally, those are the stories that get the attention of those of us in talk radio. Because typically, we don't break down a regular season baseball game. Why would you? We save that for the playoffs. But if you were not paying attention, maybe you were out doing things, or you're watching other sporting events, so perhaps you missed it. Chicago manager Tony La Russa opening up Pandora's box over the weekend, saying that the New York Yankees designated hitter Josh Donaldson used a racial comment towards White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson. All this went down on Saturday. What happened? La Russa told reporters that Donaldson, again, he made a racist comment. Now, he refused to provide any clarity, no details, saying the allegation was, quote, as strong as it gets. Man. So what did Donaldson do? Did he? What kind of racial slur did he use? I mean, I started going through my Rolodex. I'm like, well, which one did he use? You pull out your bingo card. All right. So I was like, all right, I'm looking. And so the media then went to the player and they said, hey, Tim Anderson, your manager said that La Russa claimed this is a racial comment. What happened? Anderson said that Donaldson, I hope you're ready for this. I hope you're sitting down because what you're about to hear is the most vile racist comment ever said to an athlete before. And I'm a little afraid to say it right now, but I'm going to repeat what Anderson claimed Donaldson called him that set off this hullabaloo over the weekend. Tim Anderson said that Josh Donaldson called him Jackie. Oh, my God, no! Oh, my God, no! Donaldson said he agreed with La Russa, announcing how soft Tim Anderson is. He said, yes, that is a racist remark. Now, Donaldson confirmed the statement was made. He said that he was joking around. He says made it in the last couple of years. Regardless, that set off a wildfire around the wokesters in baseball. Oh, what should happen next? Now, Chicago swept the Yankees in a doubleheader. Tim Anderson, who's a good player, hit a home run, and he was shushing the crowd as he went past second base there in the game Sunday night. But that's all small potatoes because we have now learned that Major League Baseball is investigating. What is there to investigate? They're investigating Josh Donaldson following the comments made over the week. Like, there's really no need for an investigation. Donaldson said he said it. He said it was a joke. Anderson was offended by it. That's it. Boom, that's the story. So let us discuss the question. When you first heard about this, when you first saw what happened, the Tim Anderson of the White Sox, Josh Donaldson of the Yankees drama, what did you think? So I've got Tinderbox, Kaleidoscope, and George Carlin. And we will connect all of these things together. Now, first of all,
racist.
The fact that this story has legs leading into the new week, not surprising. Sad, but not surprising. If there is one thing that my colleagues in the media love, it is a race story. Low-hanging fruit for the sports media. Eyeballs of these reporters turn into saucers as they look at all those clicks. Clickbait. The blood gets boiling. But on the surface, if you look at it from that perspective, right, your typical hack writer, this has all the ingredients of a tinderbox. However, when you take three steps back, when you examine what happened here, this does not rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is what's known as a faux controversy. Now, we live in the age of the faux controversy, so it's not shocking that we're at this point, but you know, the term Jackie, offensive here, Tim Anderson in Major League Baseball, if that's the case, they both have some explainer to do. To give you a little context, a little backstory, Tim Anderson of the White Sox, you know who called him Jackie before Josh Donaldson? Tim Anderson. He called himself that in an interview a couple years ago in Sports Illustrated. And Major League Baseball's got some serious explaining to do. Every April 15th is Jackie Robinson Day. Tremendously offensive. They've retired number 42 around baseball. But Jackie, the term Jackie's offensive. Just ask Tony La Russa. Racial comment. Anderson of the White Sox being offended about this is extra special aloofness. And riddle me this, Batman. Back in 2019, before the pandemic in 2020, Tim Anderson, playing a random game with the White Sox against the Kansas City Royals, got into a kerfluffle with a pitcher named Brad Keller. Probably don't know who that is because who watches Kansas City baseball. But anyway, at that point, Anderson played fast and loose with the language. He called Keller, a pitcher, who's a white guy, a weak-ass effing N-word, is what he said. And as a result of that, which I think most say is a legitimate slur, that got him suspended for, I think, a game or two from baseball. And here we are, a couple years later, 2022, and Tim Anderson, we are led to believe, based on his own comments here, that he was upset. He was flustered. He was rattled by an opponent calling him a name that he gave himself. Make it make sense. Can anyone make it make sense? I can't. I can't make it make sense. As we have said over the years, if everything is racist, nothing is. And like all words, if overused, the word racism becomes meaningless. This would be one of those contexts where, like, really? That's what we're doing here? Now, secondly, the punishment is Major League Baseball is now investigating the Yankees' Josh Donaldson. What will the punishment be? So if I'm the commissioner of baseball, the punishment of Josh Donaldson is zero games, $0. But I'm not the commissioner of baseball. So what do you think the commissioner of baseball is going to do? All right? Let's see here. All Donaldson did was throw Anderson's own words back in his face. And baseball, when it comes to punishment, it's a great mystery. Rob Manfred does not know what he's doing as the commissioner. He's in over his head. And it's an ever-shifting kaleidoscope with baseball. There is no rhyme or reason on how these things are adjudicated. For example, Yuli Gurriel, who made a legitimate racist gesture in the dugout during the World Series for the cheating Astros, caught on camera on national television, and Rob Manfred felt that was not worthy of being suspended until the following year. That just let him finish out the World Series. Again, playing for a team that was cheating in the World Series, and Manfred's like, nah, we'll wait till no one's paying attention the following year to punish him. Then you have the curious case of Trevor Bauer, who was cleared, and you're innocent until proven guilty, was cleared of a wrongdoing by the district attorney's office. He got suspended for 324 games.
Racist.
So Donaldson, again, I'm a commissioner. I don't punish him, but I believe he will get suspended for a game or two. I'd be very surprised if he does not. I'd be pleasantly surprised if he's not suspended, but I think he gets a minimum one or two games, and that's it. And they'll say, you know, he shouldn't have done this. Just so baseball and Rob Manfred can pacify the Looney Tune friends in the sports media that I think this is a like some kind of war crime. Now, final thought. What is the lesson from the latest manufactured drama-o-rama in Major League Baseball? This is an example here in the sports media. The demand for racism exceeding the actual supply. This is not racism. As George Carlin said, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups and the crowd running around. It's the same people that have the pitchforks out. Oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever. Crank up the outrage machine. It's, oh, my God. Always offended about everything. We can add White Sox closer Liam Hendricks, the usually hilarious Liam Hendricks. I know he's defending your teammate. You got to do that. He said Josh Donaldson's explanation was bullshoy. He used a different word other than bullshoy. It does start with bull, though. He says, usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people you don't get along with. I'm paraphrasing here. Yeah, Hendricks whining about that. So he says, that statement right there was complete bullshoy. So I look at this as a stripe situation. Lighten up, Francis, is the way I look at it. Now, Josh Donaldson clearly did some opposition research. And he's the press buttons guy. He's the press buttons guy. He's a pest. Is that now not allowed? Is that not allowed now in sports? You're not allowed to use the name that a player gives himself in a sarcastic way. We've now banned sarcasm because a good percentage of people were raised without sarcasm. Is that where we're at now? I'm just asking for a friend. I'm just asking for a friend. Clearly, Donaldson found something that worked, and now he was forced into an apology. The race baiters with an agenda, they don't want to hear any kind of context, as we said, the context of Anderson giving himself the name, because that gets in the way of the story. That gets in the way of the story. The story is that Donaldson's a racist, and this is the way it is, and that's that. I'm relatively confident. In fact, I'll go out on a limb and say 100% confident that if Tim Anderson had not called himself Jackie Robinson, Donaldson would not have called Tim Anderson Jackie Robinson. Pretty sure that's spot on breakdown of what happened. But we will find out. I imagine later today, today is Monday. As we know, the league office and all of our professional sports, the stick and ball leagues in North American sports, do not work on the weekends. They work 5 days a week. They do not hand out any kind of punishment on Saturday or Sunday. But now we're into Monday, and they'll all go back to their corner offices there in Manhattan, and they'll adjudicate what's going on and attempt to figure it out.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
It was reported over the weekend that Geno Smith is currently leading the competition to be the Seahawks starting quarterback. Ben, what do you think the chances are that it's Geno starting over Drew Lock week one?
All right, so I'm going to go minuscule because what a sad quarterback competition. Geno Smith is a career backup for a reason. The more he plays, the worse he performs. Drew Lock has an advantage because he's the new guy. He also sucks, but at least he's the new guy. And the Seahawks should be scouring NFL rosters to find someone. Anyone. Pete Carroll's the oldest coach in the NFL. The Seahawks are the headless horsemen without a quarterback. Next!
It was reported over the weekend that the Giants are being seen as a serious contender for Aaron Judge next offseason. Now, Ben, forget the Giants. What percentage do you give the likelihood of Judge not returning to the Yankees?
All right, so the Giants are a plant because they're in the Bay Area. He's from Northern California, so that's why. But I'd say 40% chance. Aaron Judge, he's having a big year for the Yankees, big start. But teams don't like to spend a lot of money on just pure sluggers like Aaron Judge. He's going to be 31, so he's a little older than the prime free agent years. So I say there's only a 40% chance he leaves the Yankees. Next!
Hall of Fame Vikings coach Bud Grant urged the NFL over the weekend to reduce kneel downs, fair catches, and touchbacks. One of the arguments that he made that stood out to me was that in Canadian football, there are no fair catches, but the returner has to be given 5 yards by the coverage team, which eliminates safety concerns. Ben, could you ever see the NFL pumping some life back into kicking plays?
Listen, people are going to dismiss Bud Grant because he's almost 100 years old. I love Bud Grant. This guy's great. The NFL will never do it. They don't want to admit they're wrong. And also the lawyers. The problem the NFL has is they do anything that creates more contact. The lawyers will say, wait a minute, we're going to get sued. We're going to get sued up the wazoo. And so that's why it won't happen. But these are all great ideas. Everything Bud Grant said, I'm nodding my head yes. How did we do?
You passed this edition.
That's a winner!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. It's now time for...
Well, hurry, I can hardly...
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. Time now for the instant advice line on Fox Sports Radio. We have done this bit for many, many years. We give advice so often. We take from the world of sports. We take from the coaches, the players, the teams. But now we give advice to members of the media, you name it. And this week, who needs our advice? None other than the entire Dallas Maverick team down 0-3 to the Golden State Warriors. What is your advice? We're going to go to the calls in a minute. 877-99 on Fox. This portion of the Ben Maller Show on Fox made possible by Discover Card. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June. On up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com slash Rewards, again, we're giving advice to the Dallas Mavericks, putting the wreck in Maverick, down 0-3. They lost at home last night, and a bunch of those backup actors, Klebaugh and Bullock, could not make a shot to save their life. Let's go to the phones. You on line one, you are up first. Hello, line one.
Number one.
Don't let Wayne Gretzky blow you off.
All right, line two is next. Hello, line two. Well, he's the greatest of all time. Hello, line two.
At least they should say they made the Final Four.
Woo! That is congratulations on the Mavericks. They're into the Final Four. That is right. It's a great accomplishment. You are correct, sir. I think you're being funny, but you are correct. Line three. Hello, line three.
Say your prayers and eat your vitamins, brother.
Okay. Shout out Hulk brother. Hogan. 877-99 on Fox. We're giving advice to the Dallas Mavericks. Down 0-3 in the Western Finals to the Warriors. Hello, line five. Line five is next.
How many threes would it take for you to miss before you actually go shoot a layup, Ben?
Well, I'm Moneyball Maller, and I don't miss more than one. 9 out of 10, my percent. All right, thank you, Supermarket Steve. Let's go to line six. You're next on the instant advice line for the Dallas Mavericks. Clear your throat, sir, please.
I'm Bunny Gamal, and I just saw Regina on a milk carton.
Okay, thank you, Fudge. Notice that Fudge and the clear
saw
the
who
throat
on a milk carton.
Spin cycle, man. Regina.
Oh,
spin cycle, Regina. Fudgy misses that. All right, line one is next. Hello, line one. You're on the air, line one.
Hello, rent a U-Haul truck, pack up, and go home.
Okay, go home. We missed the "Where's my baseball guy?" Peyton Manning's the greatest ever, and happy birthday, Roberto. Some of the staples have left show. We need more staples on the instant advice line. Line two. Hello, line two. Line two's not paying attention. We'll go to line three. Hello, line three.
Happy birthday, Roberto.
There you go. Happy birthday, Roberto.
You.
Congratulations.
That's
not the original guy. All right. I'll do another one. Line four. Hello. Line four is not paying attention. All right, pick the final call, Coop. Here we go. The instant advice line for the Dallas Mavericks.
Line six.
Line six. Hurry up, line six.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
All right. There it is. I'm looking at that Steph Curry highlight there, Andrea.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.